Believe it or not. Whosoever believes in him is not condemned. But whoever does not believe stands condemned already, because they have not believed in the name of God's one and only Son. John 3, verse 18. Christ died for the sin of the whole world, which means that every man and woman who has ever lived has been forgiven of their sins. All they have to do is to believe. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you will be saved. It's all by grace through faith. The heavenly gate of grace is open wide to whosoever will trust in the name of the only begotten Son of God. For he is the light of the world, and grace has come through him. The light of Christ has been given to every single man who has entered the world. Not one member of the human race has ever been excluded from God's gracious gift. Though now crowned with glory and great honour, Jesus tasted death for everyone. By God's grace alone, every man and woman has an opportunity to receive eternal life. God, in his gracious kindness, has endowed every person with volition, a free will. All can accept God's grace, but not all members of the human race choose to do so. Many do not wish to know him, for men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds are evil. And many of his own people do not want Jesus as their king. In a world, or in a man, that does not know the Lord Jesus Christ, he cannot reign as king, nor can he impart righteousness to those who do not believe in his name. Condemnation is removed from all those that trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. But all who reject God's free gift of grace are already condemned because of unbelief. There is a great divide between the two, which can only be bridged by faith. Eternal life is one of the many gifts that's bestowed on all who believe in God's Son. But all who reject the gift of grace are eternally separated from God, due to unbelief. There is a huge chasm between the two, which can only be crossed by faith. No one is condemned because of their sin, because Christ died for the sins of all. Those who don't trust in Christ's work on the cross have chosen to exclude themselves from the free gift of grace that has been offered to them by their Creator God. This is eternal life, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom he has sent. It is that simple. And yet how many reject God's grace? The shocking reason that men turn their back on God's free and gracious gift of salvation is wrapped up in the notion that man can produce his own righteousness. But self-righteousness comes from the law and is a ministration of death. Christ's righteousness comes from grace and is a ministration of life. Condemnation is the fruit of unbelief in Christ Jesus, resulting in eternal separation. Eternal life is the gift of God to all who believe. And grace upon grace is our portion. Although Christ died for the sin of the whole world, not every member of the human race partakes of the amazing grace of God simply because they do not believe in him. Grace and truth came to the world, for Christ died for the sin of the whole world. so that every man has been forgiven of their sins. All they have to do is to believe. The light of Christ has been given to every single man who has entered the world. Not one member of the human race has ever been excluded from God's gracious gift. And the necklace of pride that chokes man's thinking and darkens man's mind emanates from a heart that has confidence in its own abilities to meet the righteous criteria that is laid out by the Father. A confidence in his own abilities and based on human merit. Such thinking enlarges the gaping void and widens the great divide between all who believe in Christ Jesus our Lord and those that condemn themselves through unbelief. The Lord has made the gospel of grace effortless, very easy and very accessible. God made his gospel simple and clear. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ or be condemned. The redemption message is clear. Salvation is of grace through Christ Jesus. But there is a great divide that can only be bridged by faith. Let us carefully consider the immensity of the grace of God towards all who believe. And let us never take for granted the enormity of the life we have received by grace.